The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
I'm Ira Melman with Healthy Living. For most Americans, quarantine means staying at home as much as possible and waiting, but pregnant women have bigger problems. Can the virus be transmitted from mother to a new baby? Can infected mothers breastfeed? How to keep the new baby safe? Anna Nelson has the story, narrated by Anna Rice.
Strict quarantine has been imposed in most of the U.S., and elective surgeries have been postponed to free up hospitals. But some things cannot be rescheduled, for example, giving birth. Sonia Menon and Jason Scheller are expecting their first child in just a few weeks. Like many couples, they hope to be together when the baby is born, something that's widely practiced in the U.S. However, due to the pandemic, one by one, New York City hospitals stopped allowing the woman's partner to be present in the maternity ward.
To be present for the birth of my child? Yeah. I don't even know how to put into words how much and why that's important.
Facebook groups dedicated to the topic have been welcoming new members. On top of sharing their worries and experience, they shared blogs and articles dedicated to home births. Within days, the pressure from the scared women got to a critical point, as an online petition was signed by hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers. The state's governor, Andrew Cuomo, then issued an order allowing one companion into the maternity ward. Expectant mothers in New York felt relieved. However, all future parents have to follow a strict procedure. Before being admitted, both parents get express tested for COVID-19 and will be retested every 12 hours until the birth. If the partner remains negative, they will be allowed inside. University of California, San Francisco has started new research concerning pregnant women infected with COVID-19. There are already hundreds of such cases.
This is a brand new virus, and so we have almost no information published in the medical literature about the impact of this virus on pregnant women and their newborns.
With so much uncertainty and anxiety pregnant women go through these days, doctors advise those who plan to start a family soon to postpone their plans for a while. For Anna Nelson in New York, Anna Rice, VOA News.
Thank you for being with us for Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Make sure you join us again next week for another edition of Healthy Living. And remember to check into voanews.com and all of our digital platforms for the changing news every day, 24 hours a day.
That was a program from the Voice of America.